before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right. Hey, guys, how about that story? You know, I mentioned it was a grocery store purchased by the members of this small town in Erie, Kansas. Small town, 1,000 people. Really cool what they've done to take control, buy their grocery store that was otherwise headed out of town. Erie, Kansas, that's amazing. Really, that's amazing. And I think a model that we'll be seeing more and more of. That's a really great story. Okay, listen, moving on, I got to tell you guys, I have real concern over social media. Now, as a small business owner and as part of that community, it's a really powerful tool. There's no question about it. It's critical. I'd say even fundamental today. These days, you've got search engine optimization small businesses can use, but certainly, you know, beyond the blocking and tackling that search offers, if you're going to get the word out, a really effective way to do it these days is, of course, using social media platforms. Well, when used properly, like in that particular example, it's really powerful, really positive, really effective, and pretty much, for the most part, all good. The problem I have with social media is the old keeping up with the Joneses thing, number one. You know, you're going about your day, you're doing fine, and all of a sudden you see, what? The next door neighbor, he just bought a red Ferrari. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not doing so well. You know, I mean, and I, of course, it's an extreme, almost silly example, but you get the point. It puts a lot of pressure on people. It puts a lot of pressure on people, and people tend to show the best versions of themselves. Oh, look what I'm eating tonight for dinner. I'm at the such and such restaurant while you're having your Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner tonight, you know, kind of thing. And of course, that may not be the intention, but it is the effect. And then you have children who have access to social media, and all this gets amped up even more, exacerbated. Kids take everything more seriously. In the moment, everything's more acute, hits harder. And of course, it's one thing if an adult on social media calls you out or calls you a name or says, I don't like the way you do this, or I don't like the way you look, or whatever. Okay, fine. We're adults. We can handle it a little better. But kids, it's so tough on kids. I mean, I don't need to tell you. It's just really tough. And so when social media gets used improperly, it's a bummer, at least. And for a lot of kids, unfortunately, much, much, much worse. We know it can lead to really serious outcomes, unfortunate outcomes, and we don't want that. Now, along comes a new app, Kristen, that is intended to address the issue of, you know, social media maybe not being so good for kids. And this app intends to be utilized in a way that maintains a positive use of social media for kids. Tell
us about it. That's right. I second everything that you just said there. I get really fired up and passionate about social media, especially having teenagers and tweens in my house right now. It's really a hard thing to navigate. Yes. So this new app that just came out, it's called Gas. And unfortunately, it has a very bizarre name.
But it's a kind of strange name for it. But
the sentiment is to like gas you up, to pump you up. So you're right. The app has been designed to be positive socially. And the way that this app works is that you download the app. It asks you for your contacts. So it dumps your contacts into the app, and then it proceeds to offer up multiple choice questions for you to answer on.
And it kind of boxes you in. Those questions, those multiple choice questions, contain the content, regulate the content.
That's so right.
You get a choice of content, but it's either this positive statement or that positive statement. There's no way to make a negative statement.
That's correct. Yep, that's exactly correct. So the idea would be that your contacts are yours, but within the app. And as you answer these questions, the receiver is anonymous. So it pinpoints the location of that student's high school, which that throws me off right there.
Well, that could be, I read that too. And then that is a little troubling, but okay. So because you know, the high school puts you in a community.
Yep, it does. It puts you within a community. And then once you answer the questions, like the most beautiful person you've ever met or most likely to be Batman, it actually pings the person that you have selected and in an anonymous way. And it's supposed to start to make that person feel good, right? So, somebody just selected me as the most beautiful person they've ever met.
I get
the idea of it.
I get the idea too.
I like it. However, just like with other social media apps, Be Real, Snapchat, Instagram, there's now this constant need to be looking at your phone. Like, oh, did I just get pinged? Somebody answered a question. I have
or
these anonymous...
I didn't get pinged today, but Johnny did.
And therein lies the problem. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So Good Intentions.
Good Intentions.
New app called Gas. But maybe, I don't know, you know, good until we'll see.
Yeah, it just became the number one free social app in the App Store this last week. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. It could be a real novelty, a trend, but...
something else for a parent to have to look at and wonder.
Just another one of those things. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, we've got the Paul W. Smith Show coming up in the next hour. As we all know, we've got Ann Thomas, who's going to tell us what's up in the next hour and beyond. The Paul W. Smith Show. Ann.
Well, good morning, Jeff. You know, there's a great... Detroit area psychologist, Dr. Donna Rockwell. She's one of my women who lead honorees this year, and she is extremely concerned about this issue that you and Kristen are talking about this morning with regard to social media and teenagers. She has started an organization called Already Famous, and she works with teenagers on their image because what they see on social media is that everybody's doing wonderfully and they look like a million bucks. When in reality, that's not what's really happening. So she is all over this issue.
And so that's an
important... Worth talking to her. You may want to get her on the Pre-W. Smith Show.
Well, listen, that is an important issue. We're thrilled you're covering it. And I got to ask you one thing. We had a chance to hear about the Grand Traverse Pie Company from Paul W. earlier. And of course, Paul ended by saying, Ann, you got to let me have my cherry pie. What's going on there, Ann? You got to let Paul W. have his cherry pie.
I love cherry pie. It's my favorite pie. But I'm a little bit of a pie snob. It's seasonal, Jeff.
Oh.
So it's time for apple pie right now. You have cherry pie around the 4th of July.
Well, for Brian's sake, does pumpkin qualify?
Thanksgiving. Yes, yes. Brian can have pumpkin.
All right, there we go. Looking forward to the show ahead. Thanks, Ann. We're going to hand it off to you guys in just a minute. Stick with us right here on WJR for the Paul W. Smith Show. Coming up right after traffic, news, and weather in the next hour.